Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast, the show where we dive into the world of RV living with tips, stories, and insights from those who live it every day. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. I started this podcast over 7 months ago, and it's been a blast. We've gotten thousands of downloads so far, which I am so grateful for and so excited about. My main goal is to help anyone interested in RVing learn from real full-time RVers. My first 26 episodes are filled with interviews with people who have been full-timers for years. They share all about their experiences and give actionable advice to help you get started. One of the questions that I asked every guest on the show was, how do you make money on the road? This is probably the most asked question that people have because it's the one thing standing in their way of hitting the road full-time too. Well, not anymore. Today's episode is the start of a new series where I will be teaching how to make recurring online income while traveling so that you can have the freedom to RV when and where you want without stressing about how to look for remote jobs or work camping or having to live off your savings. In last week's episode, I shared a little bit of our story of why we started RVing, all about Randy's devastating car accident, how we wanted to start making the most of our time together and to create memories. I explained how we started as travel therapists and why that wasn't as wonderful as we hoped it would be. And then I mentioned how I started my entrepreneurial journey to figure out how to create an online income so that we could be in control of our travels. I've taken lots of courses, learned under several coaches and mentors, spent a whole lot of money and years of my time, but I finally solved the puzzle of how to create online income, and I'm super excited to teach it to you. I want to give you the gift of not having to spend all the time and money that I had to in order to learn how to generate recurring online revenue. It was always such a mystery to me. I see people doing it, but no one seems to be giving up how to do it. I was determined to not stop until I figured it out. If you've ever wondered the same thing, you probably started off with a Google search or a YouTube search and then quickly found yourself down a rabbit hole filled with things that were so confusing and made your brain hurt. I've done this more times than I care to admit, and most often it ended with lots of frustration, time wasted, and still no closer to finding the answer than when I started. But I just kept at it. I realized quickly that you have to pay to play. There isn't a whole lot of valuable information for free, so after a while, I had to start signing up for courses and enrolling in coaching programs to learn what I was trying to figure out. Get ready because I want to share it all with you so that you can get started making memories with your family as soon as possible. Here's the thing I first need you to understand. Anyone can make money online. You don't have to be a salesperson or good at selling or even like selling. You don't have to be a tech genius, but you do need to know how to use a laptop and the internet. And you can make recurring revenue doing something that you love doing. What's the popular quote? Find a job that you love and you'll never work a day in your life. That should be your goal. We all need money, but we all should want to love what we're doing that brings in that money. And it's not about the money. It's about freedom. People who want to live this RV life are people who care more about memories than things. They want to create a life full of adventure and crossing off items from their bucket list, spending time with people they love, and seeing the most beautiful places. It's not about how much money you made today, but you need to have the peace of mind that you have enough money to live this dream life without having to worry about how you're going to pay for it.
People who can live this RV life full time either work remotely, which as I've personally experienced, doesn't always give you the freedom that you want, depending on the time zone that you're in because of the hours, or they live off their retirement or savings, which after a while you'll have to stop, especially as things keep getting more expensive. You'll see your bank account decrease faster than you planned. Or they look for work camping or temp jobs, which are not guaranteed and can be stressful to keep finding. And then they keep you stationary while you're working these jobs. Or they do contract work like we did as travel therapists, which means you're not in control of where you go. Or they make recurring online revenue and they don't have to worry about any of the things I just mentioned. The last choice is what we wanted to do. We wanted to be in control of our travels, not have someone dictate when and where we'd go or how long we'd have to stay there, and not have the stress of trying to figure out the next job or not have the stress of watching our savings dwindle. So I wanted to share with you every single step of what it takes to generate recurring online revenue that you can have every single month and be in control of when and where you work and what exactly it takes to do that. Of course, I cannot teach you everything in one podcast episode, so I will be teaching you a new step every single week. However, for those that do not want to wait for every week's episode to air and then piece together each step to get the full strategy, I will be sharing the entire process in a free online workshop. If you're like me and a visual learner, it's so much easier to have someone teach you by showing you, and this will also speed up the process of getting you all the information. I will have a slide deck filled with details, and we'll be sharing my screen and walking you through what you need to do to start making money online. I will be sharing this free online workshop several different days and times, and you are definitely going to want to grab your spot because space is limited. So go now to roamingyourhome.com/workshop to register, then come back and listen to the rest of this episode. So for today's lesson, I want to start off by explaining what I mean when I say make money online or create recurring revenue. First of all, this is not a scam. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It will take a little work, but it's completely doable. It won't happen overnight, but if you're willing to put in the work and follow my step-by-step strategy, you can easily be making a full-time income in as little as a few months. You will not be working for someone else. This will be your business. You will learn how to do this all on your own and be able to make a lot more than you ever thought possible. I will share a ton of real life examples with you and things that you can verify to make sure I'm telling the truth. First, it's important to find your niche. What is it that you love to do? That one thing that wouldn't feel like work. What could you talk about for hours easily? What do you spend your time doing as a hobby? What do people ask you about? Don't say nothing. You just need to keep thinking about it if you can't find the answer at the moment. So let's just use a basic example that you love making guacamole. You like eating it. You love making it. You're always asked to bring it to potlucks. People ask you questions about it. You get the idea. Seriously, anything could be your niche. You just need to have a little bit experience with it. And I'm talking like knowing 10% more than most other people. You do not need to be an expert. Let me give you another example. You love working out. You love planning your workouts. You love incorporating everyday items into your workouts so no weights are required. You've lost weight. You've gained muscle. People ask you for advice about working out. Again, you get the idea. You don't have to be a trainer. You just need to know 10% more than most people. In order to make money, you obviously need something to sell. Now, hang on. Before you say, oh, I'm out. Nope, I don't want to be a salesperson. I don't want to sell anything. Now stop. I'm not going to teach you how to be a pushy salesperson of something that you're not going to love to tell people about. First, let's get over the mindset of selling. Let's shift that mindset to serving. Feels a lot better, right? You will not be selling something. You will be serving a purpose. I'm not playing with words to make it feel less icky. Just trust me and hang in there and you'll understand in a few minutes. So we have to first figure out what it is that we will be offering. Do you want it to be a product or a service? If you already have a product, like you make jewelry or you make t-shirts or you have any other physical product, then go with that. But if you don't, I would highly recommend going with a digital product, mainly because living in an RV, you don't have to worry about it taking up any space. You can sell as many as people want. There are no restrictions in inventory with digital products. So what do I mean by digital products? This is something that you offer online exclusively. You do the work to create it one time, then you sell it again and again. I'm going to help you figure out what you'll be so excited to create and sell online. Some examples of digital products are printables, templates, online services like coaching or consulting, photography, ebooks, memberships, digital courses, and there's so many more. Now, before you say, none of that makes sense for me, let me stop you right there. Let's use the example of digital courses. Every single person on this earth can teach something. You do not need to be a teacher. You don't even need to show your face. You don't have to be an expert. You just need to know 10% more than someone else. Seriously, let me give you an example of people who have created and sold digital courses that have made them literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. Stay with me because I'm going to share some examples that are going to blow your mind. There are thousands of examples from a coaching group that I'm in, but let me just give you a few to get your brain going. One girl in our group created a course on how to make caramel apples, and it wasn't a super secret family recipe. It was just like normal ingredients from the grocery store, but everyone loved her caramel apples, so she created a course. She made $62,000 from her first launch. Then she launched it again and made $64,000. During COVID, she made $157,000 from the same course. She then created a cookie baking course and made $61,000. There are countless others. One girl created a course on how to get your baby to sleep through the night. She is now making $100,000 a month in her business. Are you adding up this money? Holy cow! Your wheels better be turning on what can you teach. There are hairstylists, artists, authors, bakers, you name it, selling courses and making more money than they ever thought possible. You may be thinking, but the thing that I'm good at or would love to teach is already being done. Well, then awesome. You now have the market research done for you and you know it's a viable product. Trust me, there's plenty of room for everyone. No one is like you, and there are people that you can reach that your competitors never will. Now, let's say that you make and sell jewelry, so you have a physical product. Well, you can easily create a course that teaches other people how to make jewelry. Well, you might say, why in the world would I do that? Because it will take away from my sales. No, it actually will not one bit. Because you know why? There are people that do not want to learn how to make jewelry. They would rather buy it. And then there are people that don't want to buy it, but they really want to learn how they can make it too. So now you are serving more people and you will make more money. Maybe you want to take that one step further and create a monthly membership group. If people join your membership, so you get recurring revenue every single month, you teach them how to create a new piece of jewelry every month and call it the Jewelry of the Month Club. Let's talk about the working out example. Maybe you've lost weight, you figured out what works for you, things that you started doing, workouts that you're doing, eating certain foods, not eating certain foods, recipes that you've discovered. You can easily create a course to share how you did it. Sign me up, please. I need you to wrap your brain around all the billions of dollars that course creators are making. They are not selling scams. They're teaching people who want to learn a certain thing. I bet most of you listening have taken an online course. I have spent literally over $15,000 over the past 5 years taking online courses. Especially during COVID, this is a real thing that people love to buy every single day. People love the fact that they can learn virtually in the comfort of their own home, at their own pace, in their own time. This is a huge moneymaker. According to Coursera, which is a huge online course platform, they registered 21 million students in 2016. Then it increased to 28 million in 2017, 35 million students in 2018. Then it skyrocketed during the pandemic to 71 million people in 2020. Then it jumped to 92 million in 2021. Then it more than doubled in 2022 to 189 million people. They said the same increase is expected for this year with no end in sight. So let's just do a little math. Let's say that you make the best guacamole. We'll go back to that guacamole example. Every time you make it, people go nuts. So you decide to do a little online lesson. You put together a little course complete with a shopping list of all the ingredients, and you do a video lesson of how to do each step. You sell your course for 20 bucks. You do the work once, which you'd be making guacamole anyway, so it's not a huge deal. And you put together an offer to sell your world-famous guacamole. I personally would be super excited to know that I could spend $20 and learn how to make amazing guacamole and never have to buy it again, which now will save me a ton of money, and know that anytime I need to bring something to a party, I will always have a fan favorite. So you offer it for the first time and you get 20 people that buy your course from just throwing a post out there on social media. You just made $400. Then, now those 20 happy customers that love your guacamole course told some friends, and now you offer it again and you get 30 people to buy. You just made $600 more. But remember, you didn't make the course again. You just made it once. You were just telling people where to go click your link again, and you just made $600 from doing that. Now you decide to take some of that revenue and run Facebook ads targeting people who love guacamole. And I could teach you how to do that. And now you get 100 people to buy and you just made $2,000. This sounds crazy, right? Like too good to be true. But remember the caramel apple lady, $62,000 from her first launch. What if she thought it was too crazy to put it out there? She's made hundreds of thousands of dollars now from her one course that she made one time. Start thinking of things that you can teach. Anything. Seriously, it works. Remember, this is just one example of making money online. You will literally have money coming into your bank account whenever you launch. Launch means anytime you put your offer out there. You're in control of these cash injections. It's a numbers game. You can decide what you want to make each month and then do the math backwards. There is so much more that I want to teach you, and I'm trying to find a good balance of giving you actionable steps without making you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. We have so many more steps to go over, things like how to get people to see your offer. And a big hint, it's not just relying on social media. And so many more steps that make this all come together. If you have any questions at all, please message me. I want to hear from you. More than likely, someone else has the same question, so I'll be sure to answer it in an upcoming episode to help others too. And remember, go to romanyourhome.com/workshop to save your spot for my free upcoming workshop where I can teach a lot more. So let's stop there for lesson one, but I want to review. First, identify your niche. Second, think of what you want to offer. Will it be a physical or digital product? If it's a digital product, what will you enjoy creating? Will it be a digital course, a membership? Do you want to sell your photography? Or do you want to create a template or printable that you think people will love or find helpful? There are so many ideas, and I have a lot more information to share. I'm excited to bring you another lesson next week and share more valuable steps to help you learn how to make money online so that you can have the freedom to RV when and where you want without ever having to worry about the money to do it. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Message me on Instagram or Facebook and tell me what you're excited about learning. Also, be sure to message me any questions that you have so I can answer them in the upcoming episodes. This has been such a long journey for me to get here, and I'm so excited to help fast-pace this for you so that you don't have to spend all the money and time that I did. My goal is to help you roam in your home too. Starting this full-time RV life was the best decision that we ever made, and I want to help as many people as possible do the same. Thanks so much for being here. I'm so excited to share more next week, but until then, stay safe, and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.